But it's not, all I think about is you. Don't stop, baby, you can walk too. Don't want, but I think about you. You know that I'm never gonna lose. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. We are now praying for a heat wave. We're gonna have heat wave as our theme today on the Garden Line. Everything summer.
And we're gonna have one.
We are.
This weekend. Look at Sunday. Now we're gonna get some rain.
But I was gonna say, is it really a heat wave if it comes with rain?
Well, but on Sunday, I think we're gonna be in the mid-70s with no rain.
And I will be on
it's
my
sailboat. It's gonna feel like summer. It's gonna be wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
I will say I'm just very thankful that we didn't have icy roads and really terrible conditions this past weekend for Christmas. So that's the bright side of our weekend. However, those frigid temperatures that really didn't creep up past the feel of 35, right? They caused a lot of damage to plants and yards. The moles are now all up in my yard, and we're having words outside.
Oh my goodness.
I'm kicking those mole holes and hills.
Yeah, and this is what last week we said what we wanted to talk about today was our New Year's resolutions, because New Year's is coming. But I think we may need to pivot a little bit to talking about the damage that we have received from the cold weather. I'll be quite honest with you, John. My backyard looks like a bomb has hit it. Just real quick, my mandevilla, hibiscus, areca palms, elephant ears, axora are just, they've had it. Now, they may not have had it. We're going to talk about that a little bit, about what to do to exercise a little patience to see what may come back. But if you look at it right now, you would say, dig them up, throw them away, and start over next spring.
Drooping,
I'm not recommending that, but
limp.
Oh well, the elephant ears, the elephant ears, for example, that's the worst in my yard. They were at least 8 feet tall.
Whoa!
Full. Just I couldn't put my arm around them, and now they're just all laying on the ground. It's no more than 2 feet off the ground. Mm. And on those, I think we can prune them, clean it up at least, because they will come back. I really believe it. But there's some plants, when you get around 20 degrees, that's sort of a cutoff for some. Well, oh, it may come back. But below 20 degrees, there are some plants that, quite frankly, are not. And I think we kind of need to talk a little bit about that today. But what I'd love to do is get a little audience participation.
Yes.
And let people tell us, number one, what kind of damage they have sustained, and two, what they plan on doing about it insofar as recovering. Are they just going to start from scratch, like I'm going to have to do on some things? Are they going to wait, as they probably should, to prune them back? Are they going to cut them back now and see what happens? Love to hear from the audience on that. Just some texts would be fun.
Yes,
and,
please.
To hear
Actually,
what you have to say.
I would love to see how you had your yard survive. Like, how did you help your plants survive? Like, the best ways
What
for
did you.
You
do?
Yes.
What did you do? Absolutely.
And then also maybe some pictures to help you walk through the healing process, and which ones, you know, probably dig up and get rid of, which ones you were going to revive and stay alive. You can text in all your pictures, or you can call in with your questions, 850-437-1620. That's 437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. It's Tuesday morning, the Garden Line Day. It is a little chilly outside still, but the sun is definitely warming us up, like David Wayne said.
It's going to be so much better.
We have the
so
weekend to look forward to, but that's probably when you're going to do a lot of your work in the yard.
And Jenna, I got a nice, very current in the last couple of days, report from Dan Gill. Dan Gill is a guy, he's known in the horticulture business. He's a garden consultant for the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. Hmm. And he has sent out a great, nice little paper on what to prune, what not to prune, when to prune, what could be dead and what could be alive. And hopefully we can kind of walk our way through some of that, because it all appeals to us. It's just what we have here in Pensacola. And I think it'd be fun to talk about.
Oh, Okay, I would love that. If you do have a question, though, text it in 437-1620. Where do you want to kick off with that?
Well, Steve is with us. Let's
let Steve's here today,
Steve's, good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
You recognize that voice from our News Radio 92.3 newsroom, but he's also a very much so a plant aficionado.
Oh, yes.
And understands the ebbs and flows of our climate here in Northwest Florida.
And, well, we... Basically, if you drive around town, you can see an awful lot of these trees that were which were deciduous, that had their leaves, kept them mostly year-round around here, how the freeze hit them. Citrus, I'm afraid, is probably going to take some time to come back to what it used to be. An awful lot of trees I saw used to have oranges on them. But, you know, as far as... What the aftermath? I was lucky because I wrapped all my trees in holiday lights, my palms, the specialty palms, and tented one of them. For the plants that were like ground covers, I put a ton of mulch over them and pine straw, and they came through fine, actually. I was surprised because at my house, first night went down to 19 in Navarre, then 26 degrees the next night, and the previous night, 28 degrees, and finally we had a night where it didn't go below freezing. Yay! But when I uncovered everything, of course. Then, of course, you start to go, oh, man, is this going to come back? I have a jacaranda tree, which was about 25 feet tall, probably going to grow back as a jacaranda bush. But as we say many times, resist the temptation, especially as you look at your hibiscus, which was frozen pretty much down to the ground. Don't touch it. All those hanging leaves and so forth. We'll protect it should we get another freeze, give it a little bit of protection. But wait about a month, and you might start to see some of the new growth coming out from the undamaged parts of your trees. Some of the, like we were talking about the elephant ears, well, they will come back. My banana trees, I had like three clumps, and some were flowering with good bananas. Well, now they're mush, but those will come back. And it's just a simple, patient, waiting game to see what survived and what did not. And another thing I did immediately was water like crazy. Because one of the things that it's been dry now for a while, and those cold, drying winds pulled all the moisture out of the plants. And so, except for, I heard we were talking a few minutes ago about citrus, possibly not watering that, but everything else, water like crazy. I cranked up my sprinkler system for the first time to get it going. But the one thing I was really disappointed about was the fact my dollar weed is still out there,
and it looked dollar like weed it, protected itself. I
mean, we ought to make that the new lawn, because if I had a for every bit of dollar weed, if I had a coin for every one you see, I'd be rich.
That's amazing. Yeah. All right, so we'll wait a few days to really cut things back.
You think that's about a month at least?
Oh, okay. Wait a month.
Maybe until we have a good warm up closer to spring. Because right now the plants, I guess if a plant can figure things out, they're trying to figure out, okay, what part of me is still alive? And I need to send out new shoots because I need new leaves. And the thing about that new shoot and new leaves is very tender growth. So if we have another freeze, it will be hurt even worse. So, yeah, a good thing to do is keep an eye on the weather. Long-range forecast for January, February is going to be warmer than normal. And we hope that's true. But it's just a simple, your yard looks sad. That's the way it is when you grow tropical plants and you have a once in a 33-year freeze like you just had. Just have patience.
Patience.
If you really don't want to fool with trying to grow touchy plants, figure out what plants will survive here so you can have less worry every time we do have a freeze.
Exactly. Okay, excellent. It's 9:15. I'm Jenna Barr, News Radio 92.3, 850-437-1620. Thank you, Steve, for popping in and sharing your thoughts. Mike and I, we're going to continue. I have a question coming in. Let's take a break, though, and we'll get to it. Hydrangea talk.
Thank you, Steve. Good words.
Thank you so much. All right, we'll be right back here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, new dance. Looking good. Looking great.
All right, we're trying to feel a little heat wave today, and we're getting ready for the one this weekend. Yes, as much as you'll call it a heat wave. For January, or I guess it'll, will it be January by that point when it hits? Sunday will be January 1st, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
For January, it will be a heat wave.
2023. Amazing.
It is amazing.
Where'd the time go?
And I am very much looking forward to a new year, a fresh start, and to help you with your overall lifestyle. That's what I'm here for on the Pensacola Expert Panel, whether it's your pets, your plants, your overall mental health, which, hey, being with your plants and pets helps with your mental health. We're here for you. So today is the garden line, and I've got some questions rolling in. So let's hit a couple of these before we move forward. I'm curious if my hydrangea will come back. I didn't cover them up, and they have all their leaves. All the leaves have died.
Right.
They are planted in the ground close to my house, so shield it from the wind in some areas. What do you think?
I think they'll come back. I really do. Hydrangea is going to go dormant anyway. And so I really believe they're going to be fine. Now, what I would do, you can just kind of pick those dead leaves off of there. That would help. I wouldn't do any pruning because you always remember now those hydrangeas will bloom next year on old wood. So don't do any pruning. What I might consider, though, is to mulch it very well. Go ahead and water it good now and put some pine straw or pine or cypress mulch or something around it. And I bet you're going to be okay. There are a lot of plants, and we're going to talk about some of these before the show is over, that at this point in time, you just don't know. As I said before, I think sometimes as you read about freezes and the effect on plants, that 20-degree mark is kind of a benchmark that will affect some plants and won't affect others. And it depends a lot, Jenna, on where you live. I mean, do you live in Milton or do you live in Gulf Breeze? Are your plants on the south side of the house or the north side of the house? Uh-huh. What variety of plant do you have? For example, palm trees, for example, or citrus trees. What variety do you have? Some will put up with that 20 degrees, some won't. So we'll talk about some specific plants, but on the hydrangea, I believe, and one reason I believe it is I want to believe it because I've got one in a container that last year was gorgeous, and I've just got a bunch of sticks right now, but I still think it'll come back.
Okay. All right. Very good. Let's get to this question. And then I see a comment from our friend Lisa in Milton. So I really like this. I'm going to share this. Just hold on to your hat. All right. I'll hold on to mine. Mike, you can have mine for a second. All right. Oh, okay. Good. Can you elaborate a little bit more about why you maybe would not want to water citrus
That's very interesting. And if you had asked me that last week, I would have said water the devil out of them. But in doing some research on the effect of on citrus on cold weather, I really can't scientifically say why. But number one, for citrus, you don't want to do any pruning till spring. That's for sure. You don't want to get out there and start cutting away at it. If it looks like all the growth you're going to get out of that citrus tree or citrus plant, whatever you have, is the bottom growth coming from below the graft, and that's all you get, for example, next spring, then that's it. That tree didn't make it. You're going to have to replace it. Okay. But these folks that I did some research with said you may not want to flood that citrus. Now, I firmly believe in our sandy soil, you've got to water them, but you don't need to put excess water on them following a freeze. I wish I could sit here and tell you scientifically why. But they say that is not the best thing to do. Very interesting because I learned something because I would have said just the opposite.
Yeah.
But it said kind of cool it on the volume of water that you put on citrus following the freeze.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you for
I appreciate the question. And I tell you what, I think that probably deserves a little more research to see exactly scientifically why. We'll see. I'll look into that for next week.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you, Mike. Hey, our friend Lisa from Milton, she said, I believe this cold weather will have flowers blooming like crazy next year. Of course, the ones that didn't freeze.
Right.
But I did notice Thursday, I was taking a walk. Mm-hmm. It was either, yeah, I think it was Thursday. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember any of the days, to be honest. They all morphed into one Santa Claus celebration. But I did notice that, oh, man, azaleas were already blooming in our neighborhood.
I don't doubt that. I'm surprised that most of those blooms did not freeze.
Right.
Not to kill the azaleas. But that's a good point, though, John. The azaleas may have some blooms on them, and that's great. But on your ornamental landscape, basic plants like that, from Japanese yew to clear japonica to ligustrum and all of that, back when we went to single digits, one of the big problems with some of those, what we would consider bulletproof plants that no cold we have in Pensacola will affect, when it got so cold, the effect was split bark. And that is the real problem. Right kind of at the base, at ground level, when that bark is split, you may not see the effects of the cold to way into next summer, into next June or July. I read somewhere, once again, I've got to quit reading this stuff. it said there are some plants with split bark you may not see effects for a year or so.
Oh.
But I don't think we got cold enough for that. It remains to be seen, but I don't think we did. That split bark, I just remember that from, what was it, January 21st, 1985, when we went to, at the airport, it went to 5 degrees. That's when we had some real problems.
Geesh, yeah, we don't want that.
Exactly.
So you might not know for a while. It's kind of a waiting game, a little bit of a limbo that we are in.
No question about it.
850-437-1620. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for texting in. Good morning to you. If you just want to pop in a good morning to us, we love seeing that as well. When we come back, you said you had a list to go through.
Yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about some of the tropical plants that we've all enjoyed and sort of what should we do from now till spring.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's talk a little bit about that.
All right. We're going to get into that and more here on The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr, the host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Please text in your questions, pictures. I have one. Maybe I'll try to post it to our podcast page today. One of our beautiful natural ice sculptures from Christmas Eve that me and the kids found on our way to church. This was near Sacred Heart on 12th Avenue, right down the street. And so we decided to pull over.
Solid ice.
It was, it's magical though. Look at that. Absolutely magical. All right. So you can share all of yours and more. 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Mike Wiggins is here on The Garden Line this beautiful Tuesday morning. The sun is shining and we are thankful. And we are helping you through the post-freeze recovery.
Right. And our thoughts have got to go to those folks in Buffalo, New York. I mean, we're sitting here having around 20 degrees and having these plant problems and all of that. But those poor people up there have just got it so bad. I mean, there's loss of life up there because of the cold and the snow. And so our thoughts are obviously with them. I do want to go into this Dan Gill information sheet that he sent me insofar as pruning and taking care of our plants following the freeze. And we're going to divide it up into two types of plants. This is tropical plants we're talking about. Herbaceous plants and woody plants. Herbaceous plants are those that are not woody. For example, a hibiscus is a woody plant. Obviously, you know, it's like the wood, like hydrangeas, that type of thing. But herbaceous plants are non-woody, like impatiens. That's a good example. And you have to kind of treat them a little differently. So overall, we're going to delay pruning for a while. But let's do look at those herbaceous plants first. I'll list you a few in a minute that I bet everybody has, and we'll decide where to go with that.
Excellent. And if you still have those questions, get them into our text line or feel free to call 850-437-1620. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr with Mike Wiggins, and we'll be right back.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin.
Hey, we're back here on the Garden Line, and we are rocking through this Tuesday morning. The sunshine is out. The temperatures are slowly creeping up, but they're not going to get higher than about 60 today. But the good news is they will slowly creep up each day, right? So you can knock back that thermometer inside and then prepare to bring your plants back to life or start taking them outside for a little bit this weekend. I know a lot of people I saw for Christmas had extra family members inside, like your outdoor plants. But as we walk through that with Mike Wiggins here on the Garden Line, thank you for texting in 850-437-1620. Real quick, when do you trim roses if they still have blooms on them?
Okay, that's a good question. That's a great question. I wouldn't mess with them at all. I would just let them go. I've got a few knockouts that are really kind of leggy, and they've got some blooms on them too. But let's go to that magic date to prune back all our roses.
Cupid's birthday.
You got it. Valentine's Day. February 14th, am I right? But that's the general time to do it. In the first couple of weeks in February, that's when you can cut back your knockout roses, your tea roses, all your grandifloras, floribundas, all your roses. That's the time to make a day of it and prune all those roses back, because then they will come back and be gorgeous in spring and summer. So, but I would not touch it at this point. I really wouldn't. It won't do any good, and it just might, once again, promote some new growth if we get into the high 70s and get back to 20 in January or February. So just let it go. Let it go. A little mulch is good. I would put a little mulch. Keep them healthy. Water them, because after this freeze, you do need to water. There's no question. But otherwise, I'd let it go.
Okay. Okay. I like it. I like it. 850-437-1620. Let's see. Before we move on, let me make sure that I get into this. All right. All right. How do you bring, or how do you keep a snake plant alive for a long time? Any special tricks? Thank you for all you do. Very sweet.
Very nice. Thank you. A snake plant is the other name for that one is, remember that?
Oh, wait. The mother-in-law's tongue?
You got it.
No,
you got
it.
Yeah. Oh, Jenna, you are so good. Yes, it's one of my favorites. I have on my patio, I have one pot that I sort of always plant a mother-in-law's tongue, snake plant, whatever you want to call it. But I don't have the time or the effort to protect it. And every year, I replace it.
Okay. Does it get big, though?
No, they'll get tall. I mean, when I say tall, they're probably going to get, you know, maybe 5 feet, you know.
Okay.
If they don't freeze back. And generally, once they freeze, they're not going to come back.
Okay.
It's very tropical. Very tropical.
Yeah, if you didn't get to bring it inside.
It's not going to like 30 degrees, much less 20 degrees. So if you had it outside in the cold weather, you may have a real problem. Otherwise, treat it like any other house plant. It doesn't want full sun. It doesn't want full shade.
Nope.
Like some filtered sun. A little, every month or so, a little like 20-20-20 water-soluble fertilizer. They don't get any pests that I know of. They don't get any disease.
No.
So they're really a great plant, very distinct. And I like it because in a pot, they grow straight up.
They're beautiful.
They're not going to grow out and fringe on other plants. But it's a great tropical plant, but very susceptible to the cold.
Didn't Paul say one time, and this is why I went and bought a spray bottle, that, I think it was snake plants. And if Paul's not listening yet, I'll text him real quick. But they like a little spritz once in a while in between the breaks from the watering and fertilizer.
Right, and especially if they're inside.
Because
one thing you have to do about these tropical plants, you have to realize where they come from. They do come from down in the Amazon jungles, if you will, right. And from the rainforest, where what do you have? You have indirect light, you have massive humidity, and you have a lot of rain. And that's their home front, if you will. And when we bring them up here to Northwest Florida, we have to do our best to duplicate that. And if we do that, we're going to be successful. And the spritzer bottle is absolutely, Jenna, the right thing to do.
Okay.
That's creating that humidity, especially in the winter when you bring some of these plants in.
And we have our heat on.
Exactly. Now, outside in Pensacola, we generally have proper humidity.
Oh, yes.
No doubt about that.
Yes.
So that's kind of the deal on some of those plants. The snake plant is in good company with many of the other tropicals that we like. Good example. I'll use an example for me. Right next to my snake plant, I have an areca palm. There are a lot of little different palms, but this is a houseplant palm, and much too heavy a pot to move. Even my teenage grandchildren can't move it. It's too heavy. So I can't cover it. It's too big. So I'm at the mercy of Mother Nature.
Yeah.
I'm afraid it's dead as a doornail. I'm really scared of it. Because it just got so cold. It just can't handle that. Plus, it's on the north side of my house. So I'm afraid I'll probably have to replace that. No question.
No question. I want to start on our list before we take another break. But somebody said, I saw one of our neighbors wrap the trunk of the tree. Only the middle part, not the base. Is there a reason why they did that? Did I miss something?
I think some people do some palm trees like that.
Okay.
Do some of the tall palms, wrap those trunks. I think that is helpful. The palm tree situation is very interesting as to which ones make it and which ones don't in a 20-degree day.
Yep.
Most of the palms that we plant here will. I think you've got some queen
palms. They're not palm, like coconut palms.
Yeah,
yet.
Queen palm problems may be a problem. I think some of the windmill palms do pretty well. I think
okay.
They have always done pretty well here. What you need to do is, if you want to really think ahead, is when you're going to plant a palm or buy a palm, is check very, very closely, because there's so many different kinds and they all have different characteristics insofar as putting up with cold weather. Be sure you get the right one.
Okay.
Because what you don't want to do is plant a palm, have it get really, really big, and have it die.
Yep.
Because then not only do you have, you've lost your palm, but now you got to go to all that effort of digging it up, hauling it off, and all of that. So buy the varieties that are going to put up with cold weather. And like I say, your local nurseryman can guide you. Old Larry out at Pensacola Seed and Garden, he can send you in the right direction on that.
Okay. Excellent. Hey, let's hit a couple of things on our list. You can still text in 437-1620.
Oh, good idea. Good idea. I lost our place. We got talking.
No, you're
fine. I love the texts, by the way.
Thank you.
I really wanted to hear how our listeners were affected by the cold and what they're doing about it.
Oh,
I
speaking
really
of which,
it.
During the next commercial, Janet, I'm going to totally show Mike that frozen fountain. I mean, wowza. You can text in. We saw lots of icy spots, so I'm glad that there weren't a ton of injuries or falls
sure.
during it.
That's,
okay.
That's for sure. Okay, what we're going to do real quick, then we'll come back to it after the break. Number one, herbaceous plants. Remember now, we said herbaceous plants are plants that are not woody, for example, like impatiens. And here's a list of just a few. Canna lilies, elephant ears, bird of paradise, begonias, impatiens, philodendrons, amaryllis, agapanthus, lily of the Nile, one of my favorites, and gingers. I saw some ginger the other day that just was knocked back. Okay, on these plants, as you inspect them, if the damaged tissue in the plant, here's some great adjectives for you. You ready, Jenna? If the damaged tissue is oozy, mushy, slimy, or foul-smelling.
You're making me hungry.
I know. That needs to be removed. And
okay.
And you could do that now. But
okay.
All the experts will tell you that pruning these plants, and let's just go to agapanthus. That's a good example. So many of us have that. Pruning is really optional. You don't have to do it, but you can cut off some of that damaged tissue now just so the plant doesn't look so bad. You've got all winter long, you don't want your landscaping to look horrible, and there's enough dead plants out there that it looks bad enough. But so you can cut that back. And the reason is so many of those herbaceous plants have below ground parts, if you will, be it a bulb or a corm or a rhizome. And so that's all below ground. And our ground in Pensacola really didn't freeze. So that makes them so they will probably come back next year. What you can do is, like I mentioned a minute ago on those roses, put a 3 or 4 inch layer of pine straw around it to protect it from the January, February, March freezes that we have in Pensacola all the time. Generally, it's not 20 degrees, but
for
below
3 days,
freezing. So that can happen. So do that. And one more of these herbaceous plants to talk about is the banana plant. We'll get to that when we get back.
Okay, let's do that. And then when we come back, let's talk about philodendrons.
Oh, that's great.
It's not a Harry Potter spell. It's a plant. It's actually one of my favorite plants, too. So I'm glad somebody texted in about it. So we've got a philodendron conundrum.
Well, say that again.
I tried to get through it, but I laughed.
You are the true professional, Jenna. I'll tell you right now.
Oh, man. We're going to get through that and more. We've got more texts coming in. It looks like TARP texts, too. Oh, we've got it all here on the Garden
Let's
Line. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. Mike Wiggins is here on the Garden Line. So philodendrons, are they going to make it? They were 6 feet tall, but drooped to the ground.
I'm worried.
Any hope?
I'm worried about the philodendron.
Yeah,
I really am. And that is a very tropical plant. And maybe 32, 30 degrees, you know, you could hopefully hope for the best. I'm worried about 20. Now, what to do? Do what we talked about a minute ago on some of the herbaceous plants is check the stem on that philodendron. And if it really is kind of mushy and oozy and that type of thing, don't hesitate to cut that back. Otherwise, if the stem looks healthy, I know the leaves are drooping, you might just want to leave it alone.
Okay.
And let's just wait it out just a little bit before we start whacking away at it, because 6 foot tall philodendron is a gorgeous plant and you just want to save it the best you can. And you may end up, because it is that big a plant, it probably has a very established root system.
Okay.
You may end up having to cut it all the way back. But I bet it would come back. Just depends. I'm assuming it's in a container. And one thing we haven't talked about, Jenna, is these plants that are in containers are really more susceptible to cold than those in the ground. Because obviously the cold freezes all around the pot. Whereas in the ground is a little bit warmer. So that's one of my problems. All these plants I've talked about that I've lost are in containers.
Okay.
And so it's more susceptible to damage.
Now, I did see, speaking of damage, and I was wondering, I saw really interesting ways to cover plants in people's yards. I did see one entire construction of a homemade greenhouse made out of tarps that didn't touch the plants, but they covered top to bottom.
Smart.
And the plants still had Christmas lights on them.
Right.
So it must have radiated some bit of heat.
Sounds great.
But then I also saw tarps, and I know we've talked about it. Are there some plants that tarps are good to cover and others you should just still use blankets?
Oh, I think the tarps are okay. Now, the tarps, I would prefer them not to touch the foliage. In other words, if you can build some kind of little frame or just put a couple of big sticks in the ground and make kind of a tent out of it, I think it's fine. But one thing about a tarp being plastic, I guess you could say that it is, you got to get it off of there. I mean, if tonight we're going, I'm not sure where we're going tonight temperature-wise. I don't think we're going to freeze again. I know that's a fact. I'd get it off, because you have anything that's plastic that has covered a plant, then when the weather heats up, you've created a greenhouse, and it'll literally burn those plants.
Now,
that's maybe a little bit of an exaggeration, but if you put just clear plastic over a plant and left it there as we get into the 70s and over the weekend and left it there for a week or so, you could do more damage than good. So go ahead. If the freeze is over, get them off. Get those covers off of there. I've got my croton, which by the only plant I was able to save, I hope, covered. And I cannot wait. When I get home, I'm going to take that cover off of it to see how we're doing. It was covered. I put a movie, you know, the blanket you get when you movers move.
One of the best ones to
use. I put
one
of those over it, mm-hmm. plus a sheet. But I still have my doubts. It just got so cold. I have my doubts. It'll start losing. When it loses that first leaf, I know it's going to be, I'm in trouble.
You're in trouble. Uh-oh. Fingers crossed, toes crossed. Right. But no more freezing evenings. I'm looking at Pensacola.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah, I don't think even Cantonment's going to drop
down
to 37.
A lot of rain on them. Is it Friday and Saturday? Or I think so, Friday
yeah,
and Saturday.
Yeah, it looks like starting Friday, 70%. Saturday, 60% chance. So, you know, if you're traveling and you covered your plants, or you have that neighbor who has their plants covered because they traveled and they're not quite back yet right. because of all the cancellations, it might be a good idea to text them and let them know you're going to take the covers off.
I totally agree.
Be a good neighbor.
Be a good neighbor. Absolutely.
Your plants.
Well,
right.
we need to finish up on the banana plant. Dan Gill, who sent us this nice memo, says what we've been saying here. Don't cut back the trunk of the banana tree unless you're sure it's been killed. And once again, it's like some of those herbaceous plants. It'll look brown, it'll feel mushy, loose in the soil, it'll bleed if punctured. If so, you may have to cut it all the way down to the ground. And we all know for the most part those banana trees will come back. But those folks who we've talked to on the garden line for years who want bananas are now out of luck for the next 2 years because you really have to go through a 24-month cycle to produce bananas on a banana tree. Ooh. And if you have to cut this one all the way back, you're starting from scratch. And plus 20 degrees, it'll be very interesting to see how the banana plants fared. I tend to think they'll be fine, but I think you end up probably going to have to cut them back.
Oh, okay. That was the number one question, by the way. I was waiting for to get it to it with you, but I knew we were going to circle back around. But 24 months.
Exactly. Now, let's real quick talk about woody plants. We talked about those herbaceous plants.
Yes.
Woody plants obviously are like hibiscus. Hibiscus, crotons, ixora, one of my favorite plants. Mine look like they have been burned with a blowtorch. copper plants, bougainvillea, mandevilla. You can pick those dead leaves off of there if you want to. But what you might want to do to test it is get you a little pen knife and scratch the bark on those woody plants.
Okay.
And if it's green, you may be okay. If it's brown, you got to go down a little bit further.
It's brown, got to go down.
Got to go down. Yeah, exactly. Because that means the branch is dead. When you scratch it, if the tissue is tan or brown, it's dead. So start at the top of some of those great plants you've got and bring them down. I think, for example, hibiscus, they may come back from the bottom. But those of us, well, I shouldn't say those of us, this is personal. I like in the springtime to put a nice, fresh hibiscus that's already blooming as opposed to wait for it to come up from the roots. And it could be July before it's really attractive.
Just go to the nursery and get a fresh one.
I'm almost ready just to say, you know, okay, I'm just gonna replace it. And insofar as those woody plants, it'd be best to just don't do the hard pruning. Just don't do any hard pruning until spring when new growth might appear. So that's easy to know when to trim. But you might want to do that little scratching to see what's going on there. And if there's some dead wood, you could cut it off.
Okay. All right. So do the scratch test. We'll do a little scratch-off test. I like it. All right. We've got some questions to go to get to before we wrap up. We're not even going to take another break because we got a ton of questions coming in. And you're welcome for getting to the banana talk. Okay. I don't know what that is. Akuba. The akuba did fine, but it wilted. First, it wilted so bad I thought it was just dead. Then when the temperature went up, it perked up like nothing happened. I like it.
No question about it. I got to say something about akuba real quick.
Akuba. I'm going to look
it up. Don't you remember we got confused one time between akuba and ajuga? Ajuga is a purple ground cover. Akuba.
Are they twins?
Akuba looks
brothers?
A little bit like a croton. A little bit tropical.
Yes, I know what this is. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And it is a great plant. And exactly what she said. You put that water to it, it'll perk up. It's like a fatsia. A fatsia is a big leaf. And it looks
so
a bit
pretty.
Like a philodendron. They'll just fold over in the cold weather, but you water them, many times they'll perk right back up. So 20 degrees now we're talking, so it may not perk up as much as we want. But the Akuba should be just fine. It's a great plant. I'm glad she mentioned that.
If people aren't perky right now after all the cold, your plants probably aren't perky either. Exactly. So just calm down. Maybe they need some coffee. Is it time for us to plant carrots, radishes, broccoli, cabbage seeds? What do you think?
Oh, I think so. I think you can. Absolutely. Yes.
We're going to do that then. I think that's a great idea.
That's kind of a fall, you know, fall winter garden planting. That's fine. Then you can, you know, move into May, June, get your tomato plants and pepper plants and all that stuff, which, of course, we'll talk all about that. But I think you could get by with that.
Okay. And then any last thoughts, Mike, before we wrap up this morning and prepare to, should we water today, even though we're going to get all the rain this weekend?
Yes, because you never know. If we could, you know, if it was 100% chance, we knew we were going to get it, which we never do in Pensacola. Yes, I would water. I'm going to run my sprinkler system when I get home. I haven't taken my Christmas lights off, but I'm going to do it anyway, and we'll see what happens. But I think it'll be good to get that water on there. Yes, that's exactly what I would do. And just be careful. Sometimes I think, you're better just than me. You got to be philosophical about all of this. You know, it may be a handful of plants, but you get them fresh next year, start all over. And
It's
a new year.
That's right.
So let's probably don't want to get all wrapped around a few plants that didn't make it, because we can start afresh.
Guess what? I just realized we can tell them, see you next year.
See ya.